What do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Well, that must be a little sweet corn.
Uh-huh. What do you call the kind of field corn that you pick when it's still young?
Well, they got a hybrid corn. You got that hybrid corn, and they got that St. Charles corn. They got that yellow sweet corn.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a dozen different varieties of corn.
What's roasting ears?
That most any kind of a corn when it's in roasting ear. That's what you call a roasting ear.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the outside of the ear of corn that you...
Shucks.
And the stringy stuff on it?
And the silk to between the shuck and one grain of corn that's down, a little silk, looks like hair.
What's the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk?
A tarsal.
And say if you left an apple lying around and it got all dried out, you'd say the skin of that dried apple was all what?
Say if the apple lay around, the skin dried out.
Yeah, and if it was all dried out and it got smaller and wrinkled, you'd say it was
a rotten apple, I'd just say.
You say the skin was swiveled or shriveled up, or how would you say that?
I say the skin is done swiveled up.
Uh-huh. And something that people put in salads, it's green, leafy vegetable.
Oh, what do you call it? Salad. They put apples in there and they put...
Well, what looks kind of like cabbage?
Cabbage, I think, lettuce here, because they put some of that, what do you call that stuff? Maud picked up a bunch of it the other day. It ain't garlic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. She said they eat it down at that guest house down yonder.
Say if you wanted to buy some lettuce, you'd ask for maybe three.
Buy what?
If you wanted to buy some lettuce, you might ask for three what of lettuce? You'd buy three?
They got 10 heads.
Uh-huh.
They used to have it in bunches. You'd buy it in bunches like greens, but...
Mm-hmm.
Now you can buy it by the head, it costs you about 35, 40 cents a head, but the head's about that big around.
Mm-hmm.
Got them little old sack and they put it in.
Would you ever use the word head talking about children? Like if someone had five children, say he had five heads of children?
Who is that?
Would you ever use the word heads talking about children? Like say he... Someone had five children to say he had five heads of children.
I can't understand that one right quick.
Well, if you're referring to children, would you ever, if you're counting them, would you ever say someone had five heads of children?
No, I just say they had five children.
Uh-huh. What if someone had 14 children? You'd say he really had
quite a bunch of them.
Would you ever say a passel of children?
A what?
A passel.
Passel.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't.
And what would you call different things like lettuce and okra and corn and everything that you would grow? Those would be different kinds of...
They'd be vegetables.
And you grow them in a...
In a garden.